91X News.
It's 14 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X News. The minority Liberals could face an election if they can't get either the NDP or the Conservatives to support their budget. Premier Dalton McGuinty says he's open to any additional ideas from the opposition parties to improve the budget. But McGuinty says Ontario must slay its deficit in 2017 and it must protect health care and education. The Conservatives have already vowed to oppose the budget, but the New Democrats are coy about how they'll vote. Toronto's 23,000 inside workers are voting today on what the city is calling its final contract offer. QP Local 79 agreed to put the offer to a vote, but union officials are making no recommendation on whether it should be accepted. Members have given the union a strike mandate, but there are no immediate plans for a walkout. Union officials say that could change if the city tries to unilaterally impose terms that would erode workers' basic rights. Deputy Mayor Doug Holliday says the city's offer is fair, reasonable, and affordable, and it's close to the deal that was accepted by the city's outside workers recently. The U.S. has cut off food assistance to North Korea. This comes less than a month after the two countries agreed to a missile moratorium, which Washington says was violated after the announcement of a rocket launch scheduled for next month. State Department spokesperson Victoria Nuland says the decision amounts to a lack of trust.
We don't link food with the nuclear issue, but we do have to have confidence in the commitments that the government is making to us.
North Korea says the rocket will be launched in mid-April to mark the centennial of the nation's founder and to put an observation satellite into space. But the United States and South Korea view the launch as a cover-up for testing long-range missile technology. Immigration Minister Jason Kenney is proposing rule changes that would assess and verify the education credentials of some immigrants even before they arrive in Canada. It would mean that applicants hoping to come in under the Federal Skilled Workers Program would have a sense before they arrive of whether they'll be able to get work in their field or not. The question of how to assess foreign schooling and training has long been an issue in the immigration policy. Kenney says the early examination of the credentials will give skilled workers a comparison with Canadian standards and an understanding of how Canadian employers will judge their education and training. It will also help weed out those whose credentials aren't quite up to par. And cash-strapped students should head north. It was literally raining money and candy in northeastern Ontario today. Magnets are being used to pick up millions of dollars in coins that were scattered across a highway. $3 to $5 million worth of loonies and toonies, along with a huge shipment of candy, fell from a Brinks tractor trailer that crashed early this morning, seriously injuring two men inside the truck. Police say both men have been taken to hospital with life-threatening injuries. The crash happened around 4 a.m. on Highway 11 north of Kirkland Lake. OPP say the crash also caused a number of chain reaction collisions, but the injuries were minor. That's 91X News to 403. Here's Dan Canatero with sports.
Good afternoon. I'm Dan Canatero with 91X Sports. News in Major League Baseball today involves former three-time NBA Most Valuable Player and a member of five championship-winning teams in L.A., Magic Johnson is taking his charisma from the hardwood to the diamond. LA Dodgers owner Frank McCourt says he's reached an agreement to sell the bankrupt team to Magic and former baseball executives Stan Kasten. They spent upwards of $2 billion in one of the most storied franchises in MLB history. ESPN reports, Magic is in it to win it. It might be a great team that has been left with him, but he wants to be a legitimate contender. There are four Canadian teams in action tonight in the NHL, with one playing huge playoff implications. The Calgary Flames host the LA Kings. The Kings are coming off a 1-0 shutout loss in their last game. Mike Richards' Kings are currently second last in the team scoring in the entire NHL. LA is currently 1 point out of a playoff spot with a game in hand on 10th place Calgary. In other action on the frozen water, the Jets hope to catch lightning in a bottle and leash it on the Rangers. They are holding on to a tightrope to get into the playoffs. The Canucks host the Avalanche. The Stars currently are in second place in the Pacific Division, but only one point lead. They head to the City of Champions to battle the Oilers. Detroit looks to sweep a home-and-home series with the Jackets. And finally, Jumbo Joe Thornton looks to keep his Sharks in the Pacific Division lead as they face the man with two first names, Bobby Ryan and the Ducks. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Taylor Rankema of 91x Weather.
Looking at the forecast for tonight, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a low of +3. For Thursday, clearing late in the morning and a high of 8. And for Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a low of -4 and a high of +5. It's 14 degrees and cloudy at 4:05. I'm Taylor Rankema with Dan Canatero, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5 o'clock.
This is 91X. CJLX.
91.3 FM.
Belleville.